welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone's having an absolutely blessed day today. As always, a lot of things going on in the news. First, I did want to let everybody know today is the last day the Cortisol Buster formula will be on sale as product of the week, as the product that basically helps reduce cortisol naturally, decreases stress, and helps out with energy and focus and adrenal exhaustion. Really good product. A lot of people have been trying to give me feedback. Just want to give everybody a heads up on that. You guys voted. It won product of the week. So be sure to check it out on the website at healthmasters.com. Other than that, how are you doing this morning, Ed?
Oh, Austin, doing absolutely wonderful. I've had some of our listeners send us some information the last couple of days. Brad sent me a part of an article out of from Zero Hedge, and then Carmen commented on it. I kind of want to read what these articles said and what Carmen said. And, you know, what's interesting about this is that, you know, we've got the most educated group of listeners out there. You guys are brilliant. I am so blessed to be part of your lives. I was so blessed to be able to pray for you guys this morning. I'm so blessed. I told Sharon this morning, I said, you know what, if all of us got together, we'd have a standing army. There are that many of us listening to this show every single day. And, so I'm really, really, really just proud, if I can use that word in a humble sense of the word, to be part of y'all's lives. And the fact that you guys listen to Austin and I every single day and you give us that type of credibility and that type of support and that you support Health Masters, it means the world to me. So I wanted to say thank you to all of you who listen to the show on a daily basis, because I want to be the guy that's appreciative. Austin and I were talking this morning about there's certain personality types. You get to know them, they get real disrespectful, and they want to say things to you and just be mean and ugly. And, you know, and I've learned a long, long time ago that I just don't associate with those types of people. Once I pick up that personality is prevalent in their, basically, their lifestyle, I kind of just walk away from that group because I know that, you know, I'm going to get in an argument with them, and it's going to go sideways. And so rather than allowing that to happen, I just did the best I can to be walking in love and in peace with everybody and just proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I've learned there are certain people you can't get along with. For instance, you know, like Donald Trump. Let me say him for a second. He's a sanguine choleric. And that's why he says so many things in his tweets. And that's why he puts so much stuff out there. And that's why he's the sanguine cholerics have a tendency to be really, how should I say this, megalomaniacs. And, you know, you think, well, that's terrible to say about a sitting president. Well, pretty much all the sitting presidents were probably, you know, some type of megalomaniac just to get to that point. So I'm not just picking on him because of that. I mean, good grief. I mean, Jimmy Carter was the same way. There's a lot of people out there that basically want to be president. But when they get into that position, they learn very, very quickly that there are a lot of things they have to do that involves what I would call personal development and saying the right things at the right time in the right place. And when you don't do that, what ends up happening is you get misrepresented very, very quickly, and people start disliking you very, very, very quickly. And see, the thing about all of this is that when you're in a position of leadership, you have to learn how to be a servant first. You've got to learn that, you know, you're in a position because you've been elected and that you're working for the people who elected you. And once you understand that, it changes your attitude if you can ever get that concept. It's like with you guys. You support Health Masters. Because you support Health Masters, we do the show. And because we do the show because you support Health Masters, it's a reciprocal relationship. So again, thank you. Here's the article I wanted to read that Brad sent me. The most terrifying force of death comes from the hands of men who wanted to be left alone. They try so very hard to mind their own business and provide for themselves and those they love. They resist every impulse to fight back, knowing the forced and permanent change of life that will come from it. They know that the moment they fight back, the lives they have lived are over. The moment the men who wanted to be left alone are forced to fight back, it is a small form of suicide. They are literally killing off who they used to be, which is why they, when forced to take up violence, these men who wanted to be left alone fight with unholy vengeance against those who murdered their former lives. They fight with a drive that cannot be fathomed by those who are merely play-acting at politics and terror. True terror will arrive at the left's door, the communist door, and they will cry and scream and beg for mercy. Guys, what we're talking about here is a pending civil war, and that we, the patriots of the United States, they don't want a civil war. We want to be left alone. This is exactly what they did with the Civil War in the United States in, you know, in 1860, 1861. They basically forced the South to fight. The South just wanted to be left alone. it succeeded. In fact, it so did not want to fight. It succeeded from the union and said, look, just leave us alone. Let us do what we do. You guys do what you do. States' rights are paramount. We're a loosely group of, you know, of states now. We're not going to be put under the financial and the physical tyranny of an all-powerful national government. And Lincoln showed very, very quickly that the states were going to do what he wanted them to do. Because remember, again, no one talks about this but us, but Lincoln and Karl Marx were friends. Lincoln was a communist. His wife was a Satanist. You got to put it back to where it's supposed to be. And if you don't believe that stuff, just go ahead and look it up. Look up Karl Marx and Lincoln sent letters to one another. Lincoln's wife had seances in the White House. She's basically a witch. So here we have, and they tried, history has tried to say that, Abe Lincoln's wife was nuts. Well, yeah, okay, yeah, she was that. She was nuts. And then Carmen wrote this back, and she said, after I sent her that little link, she said that, she goes, that's so true. The left doesn't really know why they're rioting. Some are paid. Some are just tired of the lockdowns. For others, it's peer pressure. And then there are those who are opportunistic criminals. But none of these groups are fighting for family, for their children, or for their way of life. No one fights harder than the patriot who's prepared to die for God and country. That's exactly what the Persians found out in the Battle of Thermopylae when they fought against the Spartans. They're pushing us to a point where we have nothing left to lose. I can't think of anything more dangerous than men who have nothing left to lose. We need to be in prayer, whether God wants us in peace or brings us into battle. We need to be in the center of his will. And I told Carmen, I said, that's a brilliant summary. And she's absolutely right, because we've got this group of people right now who they really don't know why they're fighting. They're being told that, you know, their great-great-grandfathers or great-great-great-great-great-grandfathers were a slave. But they're not a slave. And nobody knows them, and nobody owns slaves. But yet we're supposed to bend down and kiss people's feet who, you know, basically never have been a slave. And so we have to ask ourselves, why is this happening? Well, it's the same thing, the Marxist revolution that's been taking place all over the world as economies are overthrown, as the entire world economy is shut down via coronavirus. This morning I looked at Drudge, and almost every single headline is a lie. I mean, it's unbelievable what they're doing and how people continue to believe this, how Drudge has been taken over. I mean, it's hard to get any kind of decent information from Drudge at all. You know, the other thing, too, that really bothers me is, you know, Jeff Bezos had a guillotine put in front of his house. Now, think about that for a second. And I looked at the picture of it. It looked like a real guillotine. It wasn't some mock-up. It looked like a real guillotine. Now, whether it was a mock-up or not, I don't know. I didn't do a test on it. All I know is this. That's pretty foreboding to me. I mean, why in the world are people running around with guillotines? First of all, I got to ask a question. Where do you even get a guillotine? I mean, what sicko mind makes up a thing like, let's go build some guillotines and distribute them around the United States? I mean, who thinks like that? There's only one reason a guillotine uses. It's not to slice pineapple or cantaloupe. It's to lock blob off heads. That's all it's for. So we've got a group of people now that are running around with guillotines telling us that we're going to have our heads whacked off. Now, if that doesn't tick you off beyond belief, I don't know what else to make you get ticked off beyond belief. Because Revelation 20, verse 4, says, "Then I saw the thrones of those seated on them had been given authority to judge. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their testimony of Jesus and for the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received its mark on their foreheads or hands, and they came to life and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. So it's telling us that some of us are going to get beheaded. Well, you know, I've got a little news flash for those folks running around with guillotines. If I'm going out, I'm going out with my boots on, period. Now, you guys can interpret that however you want to interpret it, but, you know, I'm not going to lay down on a doggone platform with a guillotine and have my head lopped off without fighting every single bit with my... In other words, I'm going to be dead before I go to the guillotine. Let me just be blunt. It ain't going to happen. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be that person they shove into the guillotine and whack somebody's head off. And so, and he said, well, they wouldn't do that. Okay, you got to go back to France, guys. They did that. The streets of Paris ran with blood. You know, I mean, so this group of Kabbalists who do all of this stuff, they don't think the way we think. There's an article here that was basically from the Burning Platform. It's called Boiling Point. It was reprinted on Zero Hedge. And I basically read this morning and last night, and I just realized that, you know, this guy's pretty much on point with what he's saying on this. He goes, here's one of his articles. He says, I know the deep state, the party, and I'm going to call this the Kabbalists, have no intentions of relinquishing power, and they have no interest in our well-being or what is best for the future generations. They're consumed by greed and unquenchable thirst for power. They won't blink in sentencing millions to death. It will require guile, guts, and guns to defeat this entrenched, vicious enemy. Voting for a different faction of the party will not change our path or our fate. We've seen that with Donald Trump and with George Bush and with Obama. I added that. Only determined resistance using whatever means necessary and willingness to sacrifice our lives for the sake of our children and our grandchildren, along with a good bit of luck, I believe in the direction of God, not luck, can give us a chance to defeat this party. Now, you know, here's what he also says. The death of George Floyd, if it had not been caught on video, would have been a two-paragraph story on page 14 of the Minneapolis Star Tribune. In other words, it would have basically gone down in the history books as far as done. It would have been over with. You know, but now what do we have? We have a whole group of people that are pushing for a second civil war. The problem is only the communists are really fighting right now. Anyone who questions the narrative of this, what's going on in the United States right now, is immediately considered a racist. It doesn't make any difference what you say. If you don't agree with this, you're a racist. But those people that are calling you racist, they don't want to talk about the mysterious pallets of bricks appearing at Riot Central in every Democratic-controlled city in America. I mean, where'd all these bricks come from? These experts are convinced that Trump, you know, they convinced Trump to destroy the economy. They did. And Trump did it. Don't try to blame this on anybody else. It was Trump. With 46 million Americans having to file for unemployment, the true unemployment rate soaring above 20%, with 50% of working-age people now without a job, all this for a virus that will not kill 99.97% of the population. I mean, it's crazy what they've done. And again, what it's being used for is to slow down the velocity of money so they can increase the M1 of money to allow them to hyperinflate the currency without causing hyperinflation. Never forget what Edward Bernays said. This is so important. Remember, he was the cousin of Sigmund Freud. He was a Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferian. He was a Satanist. Now, I can't be any more direct than that. He worshipped the snake in the tree thing. He goes, the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and the opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. In other words, you've got to control the masses. Those people, the Kabbalists, who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. This is a logical result of the way in which our democratic society is organized. Vast numbers of human beings must cooperate in this matter if they are to live together as a smoothly functioning society. In other words, they're justifying what they're doing to create harmony in a society. In almost every act of our daily lives, whether it is the sphere of politics or business, in our social conduct or our ethical thinking, we are dominated by a relatively small group of persons. These are the Kabbalists. These are the wizards, the Council of 13. I'm adding that. Who understand the mental process and social patterns of the masses. It is they who pull the wires which control the public mind. And guys, this is exactly what's happening. And, you know, and it's so true. It doesn't make any difference whether it's Trump or it's Biden or any of these other people in an elected office. Now, it may facilitate the left's progressive realization of their goal as far as the destruction of the United States and into a one-world government by putting a hardcore Democrat in power. But they're going to go by what the numbers say. They're going to go by what the polls say and what their beta tests say. We're being beta tested right now. We're being beta tested to see if we'll stand against this. You're being beta tested. I'm being beta tested. I'm being beta tested to see whether or not I'll continue to tell you guys the truth. You're being beta tested to see whether or not you will forward these shows to all of your friends and all of the Facebook contacts and everybody else that you've got. They're testing all of us. And it's not just my show. It's every alternative talk show, and there are a few, that are actually telling you guys the truth. We're being tested to see if we'll push against the narrative, and if our listeners will push against the narrative. And it's all we can do. At this point, it's still too early, unless you're in certain neighborhoods, I guess in St. Louis, to bear arms against rioters who these people are now, this attorney and his wife, and I must admit she was brandishing her weapon and pointing at everybody, including her husband, you know, are basically in a situation where they're probably going to be prosecuted now. And Austin talked about yesterday, they have a big house. I mean, they got a big house. I mean, it's a mansion. And these guys are slip and fall attorneys. They've got a lot of money. But I'll give them credit. I'll give them credit for chutzpah, for having some doggone testosterone, including the wife, to step out in that front yard with these rioters pushing down the gates, breaking into their community. And, of course, they were saying that because they had guns pointed at them, that they went against the rights of the rioters as far as civil display of, you know, dissatisfaction. I mean, this is insanity. It's insanity. Somebody breaks into your gates, marches into your yard, you stand out there with a gun, you get charged for the crime, and the people who march against you with guns basically walk away with nothing happening to them. Why is that? Why are they pandering? Well, they're pandering because it's what they do. They pander. They pander to the socialist ideals of their leaders. And I'll give the credit to the guy, the attorney who stood there with an AR-15 and said, nah, this ain't going to happen. But remember, be very careful. You know, you can bear arms in your yard in the state of Florida, but you cannot point the weapons at people even if they're in the process of breaking something in your yard. I'm telling you the truth here. This is the truth. You can't do it. You've got to call the sheriff up, and the sheriff has to come and stop it. Or you have to file a civil lawsuit against them. I mean, it's kind of screwed up, to be honest with you. But that's what you've got to do. Now, if they are appearing to want to create and cause great bodily harm in you, and they attack you, at that point in Florida, you have your stand your ground laws. But like if they're down at your front of your property tearing down a gate, you can't really go shoot them for tearing down the gate. Just remember that. But if they're trying to break into your house, you know, Sheriff Grady Judd was very clear about this. If they break into your house to come rob and loot, I'm telling you to blow them back out of the house with your guns. Because now they're inside of your home, now they're attacking you, now they're committing felonies and all the other stuff. So the laws are really kind of screwed up, to be honest with you. The Supreme Court yesterday, of course, Judge Roberts, who's so compromised because he's gay and nobody wants to talk about it, but, you know, us. And, you know, I don't care if the guy's gay. I'm past that now. Okay? But don't tell us you're a conservative. Don't do that. And then vote for, you know, go against the restrictions of the laws of abortion in other states and basically make it a streamline for full-term abortion anywhere you want to go, you know, because of the rulings from the Supreme Court. I mean, don't be telling us you're conservative. And if you're gay, just tell the world you're gay, and they can't use that against you unless, oh, here we go again, unless you've done things that you should not have done. They got pictures of you doing it with people that maybe not be the age that they need to be. Now, I'm just speculating on that. Or you've been at some big, you know, oh, remember Gillum? Oh, let's not forget about him. Let's talk about his meth-fueled, raged orgy. They found him naked down there in South Florida. Yeah, he was almost a governor of the state of Florida. Well, he's done now because it made national news that basically he liked to get naked with a bunch of other guys and take a bunch of drugs and go to an orgy. What a mess. So what in the world have these other justices been involved with who are supposed to be conservatives that they're not telling us? Guys, we're ruled right now and controlled by a group of people that are absolute scum. And you think, gosh, Ted, that's a strong word. I've never heard you use that before. It's the truth. They are. They're scum. You know, they won't stand for the ideals this country was founded on. And they're destroying the very country that elected them and put them in the positions of power. And that's very frustrating to me. If anything, you should be taking care of the golden goose that lays the golden eggs. Maybe I should write a book, The Care and Feeding of the Goose That Lays the Golden Eggs, how the United States of America should be cared for. I mean, this is what we need to do. We've got to stand in aggregate for what we believe. Guys, listen to me. Pray. Oh, I prayed for you guys today. Pray every single day, because this is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice. We will be glad in it, because our hope and our life and our future doesn't reside on this planet. It's with God Almighty, the great I am. Always remember that. Austin, what do you think, bud?
Well, it's well said. And, you know, I watched a video this morning from a person as far as a law background on the incident that happened in St. Louis, again, like you were just saying. And what they're looking at now is the fact that, and see, an issue that is so frustrating with situations like this, remember, I warned you guys about this the other day when I was talking about going to protest and get involved in stuff. These clowns that are a lot of these protests, they have learned now how to use camera phones as a tool against you. They've learned this very effectively now. That's why they turn them on or they cut a clip and they show just a segment of something right when something happens. Oh, this is what's going on right now. Oh, click, that's all the video. And what they don't do is they don't show you the entire aspect of it. Well, the video finally actually got released, if you guys saw a lot of it yesterday, of a group of, I mean, it was hundreds of people that basically broke down a gate, went past two different no trespassing, private community, no trespassing signs in the community. So there was breaking and entering, there was vandalism, there was trespassing, there were multiple commissions of minor crimes already going on. Now here's what the guy was saying in the video. He said the individual, the male in the polo shirt with the AR-15, or it possibly may have been an M-16, I was talking to my buddy about this, we were debating it, because we could not see the stamp markings on the lower receiver. And if you guys know anything in your background with basically M-16s or M4, M16A2s, and so forth, that weapon, as far as the length of the barrel, the carry handle, the fixed stock, so forth, we're trying to see with the muzzle device, is it very well may have possibly been a pre-86 transferable Colt M16. And so we were trying to get close-up photos and we couldn't figure it out. And it looks very similar to it. And you look at the guy's house, it's probably 10,000 plus square foot house. I mean, it's a huge house. They're both attorneys. So it would be absolutely nothing for this guy to basically have a $20,000, $25,000 transferable M16 completely legal. And so we were kind of laughing about it, is that, you know, the protesters had absolutely no idea what they were in store for if he flipped the switch on that thing, if they tried to basically bum rush him or attack him. That's a side note. What the individual was saying in the video, back to my original thought, is that him walking outside with an AR-15, he was not intentionally pointing the firearm at anybody. If you notice that, he was carrying it, he was muzzle sweeping at people, but he was not actually drawing and pointing his weapon, and he never had his finger on the trigger. The lady, in that matter, was whipping her pistol all over the place, finger on the trigger, pointing it and yelling it at people, very negligent. I have to say that. I'm proud of what they did as far as standing the ground on the property. Very disappointed in the very visible negligent display of firearm usage there. If she would have stumbled, if she would have tripped backwards and tried to catch herself, she very easily could have had an ND, or what we call negligent discharge, and shot herself or somebody else accidentally. Then the whole thing would have gotten really bad. That being said, use common sense. If there is something going on, you do have the ability in Florida, St. Louis, Missouri, to carry your firearm on your property. But don't be pointing at people. You don't have to point at people. Just walking outside with an AR-15 slung around your neck on your property legally is enough to very much get everybody's attention that's walking around. Now, this individual was saying this with a law background. He said that the lady attorney was stating that there were numerous people in the crowd that were saying they were going to come up there and basically take her gun from her and attack her and fight her and yada yada. Great bodily harm was basically displayed and threatened to her, is why she pointed her weapon. Well, there wasn't any of that on video. There's only video of her pointing the weapon. So there's going to be this big back and forth. They're both attorneys, so it's highly unlikely that they're actually going to get convicted of anything. She may get charged with something minor. I highly doubt he's going to get charged with anything because Missouri is an open carry state. They were on their private property. There were people standing in the street committing multiple crimes, and he did not actually draw his weapon and point it at anyone with it look like an intent to do great bodily harm. He had his finger off the trigger the whole time. So he will probably not get much of anything. He probably actually get nothing. Her, on the other hand, may get something. But that being said, again, use wisdom and understand the situation before it comes so. Use videos like this. Use them as examples. Study them. Look at them. Look at things to do and not to do. Because Dad and I have been in numerous situations before. I mean, both when we were, you know, older, younger, so forth. And when stuff starts to happen, I know a lot of people have been in stuff. When stuff starts to happen, it usually happens real fast. You start being reactive. You know, stuff just starts to come naturally, especially if you've trained or you've fought or anything. If you shoot, stuff becomes just instantaneous. Something happens, bam, you draw. Something happens, you put your guard up and you fight. Be very careful. When you start holding your weapon in an offensive manner and people are walking around, you start having your weapon at low ready and your finger's right on the guard and you're right above the trigger and the safety's on or off and you're sitting there looking at them, be very careful in that situation, because just something small and minor can set you off. And that's why it's very important to keep that safety on. If you got an AR like that, keep the safety on. Keep the safety on until you're absolutely ready to engage and you have a sight picture in your place and you're ready to go. Because that's what it's there for. And I mean that sincerely, especially when you're dealing with a round like a 5.56. Because remember, that round's coming out, especially you're looking at green tip, they're coming out over 3,000 feet a second. 3,000 feet a second, guys. Soft tissue is nothing for a 5.56 round. It goes in and out immediately, especially if you're using a green tip like an 8.55. And that round is not going to stop in a neighborhood. It's going to go through that person, may hit another person, may go through somebody's window, may go through somebody's car door, and you may end up hitting somebody else unintentionally. That's why in most cases like that, I always recommend, if you're doing it for self-defense, 12-gauge shotgun with double lot or number 4 buck is one of the best options you can have. Now, if you want to have an AR-15 slung on you and then have a 12-gauge as your main primary and you go to your backup AR, if you empty the tube on the 12-gauge, that is something to me that I always recommend, you know, if you're training and doing situations like that. But be very careful of what you do when you're being recorded in situations like this, even on your own property. Because, see, they weren't recording anything. They were holding their weapons. So there is no two sides to the story. You have the very aggressive, very militant protesters that were already trespassing on property, breaking through gates, recording. And that's it. You don't really see the background. You don't see what they're doing behind them. You don't see the hand gestures they're making. It's very difficult to get any type of audible clarity in the video. All you see are two individuals holding weapons and she's pointing a gun. Just wanted to put that out there. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting now. I want to put this out there because a lot of people have not been talking about this at all in the alternative or the mainstream media. Remember about a month and a half ago, we discussed the aspect of CovidPass. The app that they want to have go on every single person's phone. It's not a contact tracing app. This is a travel CovidPass. Basically, consent is voluntary, but enforcement will be compulsory, is what they're starting to say. The British cybersecurity company, in partnership with several tech firms, has rolled out CovidPass in 15 countries across the world already. This is what is being known as a digital health passport that will contain your COVID-19 test history, as well as relevant health information. According to the company's website, the passport's objective is to safely return to work and resume social interactions by providing authorities with up-to-date and authenticated health information. Now, what's interesting about this is I don't understand why I need the authorities' permission to safely return to work or resume social interactions. I don't remember that being anywhere in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Just going to throw that out there. Now, here's where it gets weird, and this is where they're really showing their true colors now that this is starting to roll out. More practically, the VST now has direct partnership with the UK government and has secured contracts to deploy its technology in 15 countries, including Italy, Portugal, France, India, the United States, Canada, Sweden, Spain, South Africa, Mexico, United Arab Emirates, and the Netherlands. The end of May, VST signed a deal with the international digital health technology firm, owner of CovidPass, CirclePass Enterprise, to integrate VST V-code into the biometric RFID-enabled passport. I'm going to repeat, it is a biometric radio frequency ID-enabled passport, which can be accessed via mobile phone or key fob with a flashing color light to denote if an individual has tested negative, tested positive, or is to be denied entry to public locations. I'm going to repeat, they have three color codes on that app. If you've tested negative, if you've tested positive, or if you were to be denied entry to public locations. There is no inconclusive color. Let me put it real bluntly. If you haven't been tested, they're not going to let you go into places if you have a CovidPass. You've either tested positive, you've tested negative, or you're being denied entry. That's the only option they're giving you with three colors. Awarded the Seal of Excellence by the Euro last month, or actually this month in June, VCode technology will ensure that all of our most sensitive personal and health information can be accessed by authorities at a distance, dispensing with messy and potential dangerous face-to-face encounters with police and other enforcement personnel. This is and has always been, in my opinion, the goal of the New World Order bankers in order to instill the social credit score style system in the country that China has now implemented. Does anybody else find it even slightly ironic that China has been working on this for the last 3 to 4 years now? They have now fully implemented it by 2019. They said, when they said last year, we have fully got it up and running. The entire social credit score is updated. We've denied tens of millions of people transport, free passage via train, plane, automobile, right? They've said it. Now, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this random Chinese virus pops out of a lab that's been funded by Fauci, and all of a sudden lands in the United States. And as soon as we get the virus here, what do they say? Oh, we got to do contact tracing app. We got to get that done. Oh, we got to get a COVID pass. Got to get that done. Oh, we got to get a vaccine. We got to get that done. Not even looking and watching to see what the virus is going to do. They immediately have the plans ready to roll out as soon as the virus is televised. What's that sound a lot like to you guys, huh? That sounds a lot to me like 2001, Homeland Security inception, and the Patriot Act being formed. Oh, we had a terrorist attack. Guess what, guys? We have a perfect bill put together. It's called the Patriot Act. It's already been written. We've worked on it, but we never really needed it. Now we have a reason to need it. Go ahead and pass it right now. We need to put it into law. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. It's done in law now. And everybody goes, what was the Patriot Act? I don't know. I didn't read it. It sounded cool. It's Patriot, right? You're a Patriot. You want to sign? Yeah, I'm a Patriot. Okay, sign it. It's good to go. Nobody even bothered to read it. Now we have companies now getting billions of dollars in grants and aid from all over the world to do a passport that will allow you entry or deny you entry based on your testing. And then on top of that is tracing everywhere you go, everything you do, every person you come in contact with, and it's all supposed to be for your health. Now, what's funny about this, I'm going to throw some numbers out here, because as you guys have probably seen, and I've talked about this repeatedly, and Dad talked about it earlier, the headlines are constantly lying to you now. Now, there may be some minor truth in the actual story, but as we're starting to see now, the headlines are the prime soul seller right now. There's so much negative energy in the news, nobody even bothers to read the headlines. And nobody even bothers to do their own research or even ask questions why. So I'm going to give you guys some truth. You know, I'm Ted and Austin Brower Show. We like truth on this show. So I'm going to throw some truth at you guys with some real numbers that they've put out there and even told us. And quite frankly, I don't even think these death numbers are even accurate because of people coming in with car accidents and suicides and COPD and heart attacks, and they're still being ruled a COVID death. That's a fact. CDC even said to do that. If you come in, if they even have a symptom and they haven't even tested, put them down as a COVID death. Well, New York Times came out. Of course, they want to bash Florida. Remember I told you guys, you can rewind my show, I think it was back to March. I told you guys this. I said, they're going to make an example out of Florida because Florida doesn't listen. They're going to eviscerate, they're going to blast, they're going to demonize Florida because we don't listen. We're very rebellious in this state to government controls. We always have been because they're a very, very self-sufficient state for the most part. Obviously, you've got some of the big cities and some of the buffoons over there that don't know how to do anything or preserve or protect, but even those people have to deal with massive hurricanes and so forth. So for the most part, Florida has a pretty strong tendency to be self-reliant. And I told you, I said, when everybody was going to the beach, when everybody was flipping out, oh, I cannot believe it. Florida's going to pass the COVID to everybody. They're going to kill the whole country because they go to the beach. First off, the beach is probably the absolute best place to go to prevent from getting any type of virus. Viruses don't like to live in 95-degree direct sunlight, nor do they like to sit in one place when there are 20-mile-an-hour winds coming off the ocean, nor do they like to function very well when you have all types of minerals and nutrients coming out of the ocean water. Yeah, that's one of the stupidest places you can tell people not to go when there's a virus is the beach. But I digress. New York Times came out with another article yesterday. Florida COVID cases up fivefold in 2 weeks. These numbers are scary. That's literally the title that the New York Times came out with yesterday talking about Florida. And then it goes on to say here, lines formed in Jacksonville over the weekend. Orlando has seen an explosion. Nearly 60% of all cases diagnosed in the county came in the last week. Much of Florida's new surge in cases are following up because they reopened beaches and bars. Dun-dun-dun.
That's what they say right here. Speaking of it.
The state's beaches are full and throng of relovers, pack its waterways on boats, and they will not stop. Okay, I'm going to give you guys some facts now. These are actual numbers that they put out, real numbers that they put out. As there's tens of thousands of cases, oh my gosh, the sky's falling, tens of thousands of cases every single day because they're actually testing people now. And now we found, and we already heard, you guys remember the article, what was it, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago? 33,000 tests for Floridians may have come back is basically a false negative. Remember, that was all over the news a month and a half ago. Oh, that got turned down. They stopped talking about that real quick. If you look on the website that goes in discussion, the ARCGIS.com, you will look and see the amount of people that have actually contracted COVID and the amount of people that have died from COVID. Now, as I said before, they've blatantly already said people that have died from COVID is, you know, anybody that possibly could test positive or may even have symptoms of COVID gets a COVID death, regardless if they're 90 years old with multiple ailments and they were on a respirator and they died. If they swabbed their nose, it was a COVID death. Right, we already know that. So Florida, on average, I pulled this up, as of 2019, on average in the state of Florida, at any given year, in most cases on average, there's roughly 180,000 to 190,000 deaths in the state of Florida, natural and unnatural. People die, people get old, people drown, people shoot each other, people get bit by water moccasins, gators eat people. It's Florida, okay? Let's throw it out there. So right under 200,000 people per year die in Florida at any given time for any given reason. So you're just going to throw those numbers out there. Well, then you start looking at the actual numbers that they're saying people have died in Florida. They're saying as of this week in Florida, over the last 4 months, cumulative COVID deaths, there have been 3,400 deaths in the state of Florida over a four-month period. A four-month period. Newsflash to everybody that doesn't live down here, we have over 16,000 people die every single month for various causes in the state of Florida. But yet they're saying 800 people are dying a month down here in COVID. So we need to completely and totally shut down the entire country. These numbers don't add up. Tampa. Oh, yeah, if you go outside in Tampa now, the mayor goes, you're going to be fined if you're around people or in businesses or stores and you don't wear one of my draconian masks that I tell you to wear. You're going to get fined. We're going to fine you $500. We may even take you to jail and put you in with other people just because that's safe with COVID right now. Put you in with other people that have COVID. Yeah, that makes sense. Take you off the street if you're healthy. So what's going on in Tampa? How bad are the numbers to the point they're forcing people to wear masks? Well, in Tampa, you know, they've got a pretty big population, millions of people in Tampa. There's been over 10,000 cases in Tampa over 4 months. You know how many people have died in Tampa, multi-million person city? 135 people have died of COVID in Tampa over a four-month period. But if you go outside without a mask, we're going to fine you. Wake up and see what they're doing. The headlines are fear porn. They're lying to you day in and day out in order to get you to capitulate. First it's mask, then it's contact tracing, then it's a Kobe pass, and you can guess the last one. Forced vaccines, or I should say encouraged vaccines, and you will not be able to do anything until you get them. Do you see how the steps go up the stairs? They're not going to start off with a mandated vaccine out of nowhere. They're going to tell you to wear a mask because it's for your protection, everybody else's protection. That worked. All the blithering buffoons are walking around with masks that are completely healthy, even though it says on the box it does not protect you from COVID. Now, that being said, I do agree. If you do know you have COVID and you're coughing and hacking, you should really put a mask on. There's no doubt about that. It stops projectile and droplets from coming out of your mouth. There is no question about that. But if you're completely healthy and you know you're healthy and you take vitamin C and you use good sanitation practices, you do not need to wear a mask because it doesn't protect you from anything. And if you're sick and you're coughing, you really don't need to be going in public in the first place. Newsflash, that's just something you need to throw out there. This is what the lie's being done.
First, it's the face mask. And now it's the automated update on your phone that gives you the contact tracing app that I warn everybody to turn off. Next, it's the COVID pass that you're going to have to get permission to go anywhere. And then it's going to be the vaccines. This is how they're going to break down the entire country. And the unruly individuals in Black Lives Matter and Antifa right now are the sidestep to create as much chaos and anarchy and to encourage that type of violent behavior. And at the same time, demonize anybody that protects their home or family, just like we saw in St. Louis, even with some very, very poor firearm handling skills. They still had the guts to walk out there with hundreds of people in their front yard, potentially, and say, no, get out of here. This is private property. I encourage everybody to stand your ground. Know your laws. Do not go on the offensive. One thing about it, and I will give you guys this in my opinion, if you see a situation like that, do not engage them in verbal arguments. The lady was getting very belligerent like that. Do not do that. Do not engage them. Now, you do need to state, this is private property. You do not have permission. You are trespassing in a private neighborhood. Make that known so when they're recording you, because they will record you when they come to your neighborhood. This is coming, guys. I'm letting you know this. This is starting to spread, and it will come. When they record you, make it verbally known that they are trespassing in a private neighborhood or a gated neighborhood or wherever you're at. And that they are not allowed there, that you are contacting law enforcement, and they are trespassing on private property. Now, that being said, you contact law enforcement, do all that if you want, and you stand there with a rifle slung in your state that allows you to do so. I'd probably recommend you stand on your front porch. That really gives you a little bit of an edge as well. Don't engage them direct. Let them come to you. At that point, you do not have any legal ability or any legal recourse at that point against you. If you're standing on your front porch and they charge you on your front porch and try to break into your home or come at you, at that point, there's very little legal ground they have to stand on any further at that point, especially if you state you're in fear of your life. And see, use them recording you to your advantage. Make statements like, stop, do not come on my property. You are breaking a law. You are trespassing. We are in fear of our life. If you come here, we will have to defend ourselves because we are in fear of our life. If you use it like that, well, now they have you on video, standing there peacefully with your firearm slung, your hand off the trigger, and you're telling them, do not come on my property. I'm in fear of my life. I learned that a long time ago, one of the first pistol classes I ever took when I was 21 years old. And the guy was telling us, and this was like a fighting pistol class, a two-day class, and he told us, he said, if you were in a situation, say you're at a gas station, right, just for example, and somebody comes up to you, and they look like they are basically not a good person. They're going to come up to you to either rob you or ask you for money or do something. You can tell, if you're smart and you're aware and you have good situational awareness, you can see people's body language. You can see in their eyes what's going on. You can see their posturing. You can see what they're doing. And he said, in most cases, it's always best, pretty much always best, if you have the ability to do so, to give a verbal command before you ever even draw your weapon. And if you do have to draw your weapon, give another verbal command. So if you're standing there by your car and you're pumping gas and somebody starts walking up, they're bowed up, they're walking up, you can tell they're tweaked out on drugs or whatever. Stop! Do not come any closer to me. Put your hand out. Now you have given them a verbal command to no longer come near you. Now, on top of you giving them a command, they have to go against you telling them not to come near you. And in most cases, when you give a command, an authoritative command to anybody, you're going to stop for a second. I don't care who you are. If you're walking, all somebody says stop, they put their hand out, you're going to go, whoa, what's going on? Now, the second part of this that is really crucial, this is why it's also so important. Now, every single person at that gas station or the gas pump, you now have their attention as well. Now, the first thing they see is you standing by your car with your hand out yelling stop while somebody is walking towards you in an aggressive manner. Now, if that person keeps walking and you give them another command and you are forced to draw your weapon because you see them pull a knife or pull a gun out of their shirt and you discharge your firearm and have to defend yourself to protect your life, now you have numerous witnesses that say, how did the situation start? Well, I saw the guy over there standing by his car pumping gas. And he said, stop to the guy. And the guy wouldn't stop. And he pulled out a weapon and he drew his firearm and the guy wouldn't stop. Now you have multiple eyewitness accounts that collaborate your story and say that you tried to do everything you could to prevent the situation from occurring. And that is crucial when it comes to court if you have to defend yourself in a situation like this. That's why I said, if you're on your property, give verbal commands. Do not get in a basically peeing match with these people and start arguing and cussing and yelling at them. Keep your mouth shut unless it is give a verbal command and disclose that they are doing something unlawful and trespassing and you are ordering them to leave your property. They will record you. If you can record them, that's even better. But they will record you. Make sure if that information goes into court and goes into evidence that you showed that you did everything you could to de-escalate before they started to escalate the situation on their end. That's my opinion on that, Ted.
You know, Austin, excellent. I would add one more thing to that. If you're not by yourself, or even if you're by yourself and you're on your front porch or your wife's out there with you, have her video or video yourself. You know, turn the camera around. Video what's going on. Have you on the audio and on the video. Just turn the camera back around and make sure you've got a recording of both sides of the event. Because what's going to happen is if you're issuing these... say what they want to hear edited portion.
You know, is he breaking up or am I breaking up?
About, they turn off the ball cam. They're going to do something. They know they're supposed to stay. You can't see the body cam.
Can anybody hear me or am I gone?
Amongst them. Because number one, you're probably going to get sucker punched. Number two, you're probably going to get shot in the back. And number three, they're probably going to mob you and jump on top of you. I was watching a really funny Seinfeld episode yesterday, and I don't recommend Seinfeld. I don't because he's, well, I'm not going to go into that right now. I've told you guys why. But it was Kramer, and he was marching in an AIDS parade, an AIDS march against AIDS. And they wanted him to wear the ribbon. And he goes, I'm not going to wear the ribbon. And he goes, why won't you wear the ribbon? And he said, well, I don't want to wear the ribbon. This is American. I don't have to wear a ribbon if I don't want to wear a ribbon. I'm going to march in the parade, but I'm not going to wear the ribbon. Well, it ends up, some of the people who were in the parade beat him half to death. And I posted this on the website, from a Seinfeld episode. They beat him because he would not wear the ribbon. Now, this reminds me of the COVID mask. Yesterday, I had a guy come out here. I'm up in North Carolina right now for a couple of days. And he gets out of his truck, and he's a subcontractor, and he's wearing a mask. And I said, dude, what are you wearing a mask for? We're out in the country. And he goes, you're from Florida. I have to wear a mask. And I looked at him. I said, do you really believe this stuff? He was wearing a mask because I'm from Florida. I'm not joking with you. He was wearing a mask. And I looked at him. I said, do you realize how ridiculous this is? I don't care. Our governor says we have to wear a mask if we're in public. And I'm like, well, I know where he's going to vote. Wow. Didn't see that one coming. Look at Drudge. Now, some of these headlines I agree with. Some of them are complete and total lies. And I'll give you back and forth what I believe. Coronavirus surging amid strains on hospitals. That's not true. ICU beds in Houston filled with young. Well, that may be true, but who knows why. I know the one thing. This sudden infant death is down about 30% now since these kids are no longer going in and getting vaccines. How about that? You guys can choke on that. You globalists listen to the show. Yeah, I know that too. States' reverse opinions are now requiring masks. That's true, but it's a lie. Asymmetric carriers easily contaminate surroundings. No, they're not. We already said asymmetric people can't transmit this stuff. Now they're lying and changing that narrative. Exactly what Bernays said at the beginning. They're controlling groupthink. Vegas workers are now suing casinos over safety. Well, they probably want a piece of the pie from all the money the casinos are making. They're just finding a way to do this. How risky is flying? Well, flying's always been risky because you're stuck in a tube with a bunch of sick people anyhow. Virus brings American decline out in the open. Those seeking tests meet long lines and delays. Only 17 states, D.C., meeting targets. I mean, on and on and on. Drudge is just complete and total propaganda now. That's all it is. and is completely and totally pro-Democrat and anti-patriot. I mean, Drudgeman sold. Remember, Drudge was originally started with Bill Clinton and his little affair with Monica Lewinsky in the White House, and it made the guy famous. Well, he no longer owns Drudge, and he's a I'm just gonna be direct. Matt Drudge is a gay Jew, all right? There's no way he's conservative to start with. He was put in a position to have one of the largest aggregate news sites in America by the same banking cartel, in my opinion, that put Bill Gates and Fauci and all these other people, Jeff Bezos, all of these people that have all of this money into their positions of power and notoriety and wealth. So all of these people are being controlled by the same group. Now it's saying that most U.S. travelers will be barred from the European Union when the European Union block reopens. And here's the interesting one. It says mysterious lights over Houston and over Miami are leaving people stunned and terrified. Guys, I'm going to tell you this again. We're not alone in this universe. The Bible's very, very clear about that. And this interdimensional entity stuff that flies around in these whatever lights or whatever their ships are they're in or whatever they're in, they control the world leaders in the United States through various advanced technologies, including mind control. And some people actually believe cloning. You say, well, gosh, Ted, I can't believe you're talking about that. Guys, we cloned a sheep 30 years ago. Do you not think we have cloning right now in the United States? I mean, do you not really think we have advanced medical procedure, people like Ginsburg on the Supreme Court, who should have been dead long ago, who suddenly is running around and going to the gym every day? I mean, what the heck? Do you really believe this stuff is really not something they're also controlling? I've put a book on the website, on the news aggregate site. It's the PDF. It's getting harder and harder to find. It's called Rulers of Evil. It's free, guys. It's free. You can click on it and download it. I suggest you print it. I agree with about 95% of this book. The rest of it is just nonsense. But 95% of it is really, really good, and they go into detail on the Russian Revolution, who did it, why they did it, how they did it, and a lot of other things. Read this book. Bill Gates is now saying that, you know, the biggest problem now will be to get people to take the vaccine. Well, duh, you dummy. I mean, what do you think was going to happen with that? So, guys, remember what's happening and remember where we're going. Watch out for all of the fear porn. China is controlled by the same group of people that control the United States. China doesn't want a nuclear war with us. They don't want that. Russia doesn't want a nuclear war with us. But the same people that are controlling the United States control these other countries. And always remember that. And when you see, oh, there's an earthquake here, and there's a volcano here, and there's this and that, and these news aggregators that put all this super negative stuff up all the time, you got to ask yourself a question. Why are they doing that? And so many of these news aggregators, again, it's all fear porn. It's just fear porn. Guys, this is the day the Lord hath made. You know, we've given you some really good tips if you get involved in a situation today. But we're not telling you to be afraid. We're not telling you to cower under your bed and hide and basically run away. We're not telling you to do that. Because we're not born of a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. But guys, be careful what you read. Because a lot of these fear porn websites or news aggregators that have advertisers on their websites, and the reason they can justify charging what they do for the news site advertising is because of the number of clicks they get through Alexa and what their position and ranking is. I mean, there are people out there that will tell you, oh yeah, our ad is $2,500 a month or $3,000 a month or $5,000 a month. And if you buy that ad, and I've been exposed to some of these people that have done some of this stuff, you get hardly any results, any response. Why? Because the real numbers of what they have are not accurate. And so they lie to you and tell you they have these huge aggregate news sites that basically justify the cost of buying advertising on them. And the more fear porn they put up, the more clickbait they put out. Be careful with that. Be careful what you read. People say, well, do you know the satanic stuff, blah, blah, blah? No, I don't know any of that stuff. I don't want to be involved with satanic rituals and reading that stuff out loud and what they say or even putting into my mind. That's why I wouldn't read Harry Potter. I wouldn't allow my children to read it. A lot of the incantations in Harry Potter are real. Now, Rowling is in a big fight because she doesn't want to – she's basically slamming transgenders. And one of her big heroes was Stephen King, and now he's saying that basically we need to basically be, you know, accepting all these transgenders. And she's in a big argument with what's going on with all that. I mean, we've lost our collective mind. I mean, in this country right now, if a dude pretends to be a woman, you're required to pretend with him. Do you realize that? I mean, how is that crazy? You know, Russians influencing our elections are bad, but illegals voting in our elections are good. Where'd that happen? It was okay for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it. You know, 20 is too old to drink, too young to drink a beer, but 18 is old enough to vote. None of this makes any sense. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who've never been slaves. I mean, this is the nonsense that we're being taught. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are coming into our borders and are welcome, but you'd better be able to prove that your child is vaccinated. It doesn't make any sense what's going on. You know, people who are saying there's no such thing as a gender are demanding a female president. Wait a minute, didn't you just say there's no such thing as gender? Why do you want a female president? None of this stuff makes any sense. But guys, that's what the Bible says. What's good is bad and bad is good. Everything's going to be turned upside down. It's what the Sabbatean Kabbalists are doing, trying to resurrect their serpent king. This is what they want to do. They've been doing this for several hundred years now, several centuries. And it's not going to stop. And we have to stand in aggregate against this and stand with what the Word of God says. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. You guys are amazing to me. You guys are so awake and so brilliant. Thank you for all the great comments you send me. I appreciate you. Got to pray for you today. I've told you that once again. I'm telling you again. Please pray for us. Thanks so much. Austin, finish it up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you again for the continued support and forwarding our shows and getting this information out there. Speak your mind. Stand your ground. I think we saw a very clear glimpse of that people are having enough with it. And I don't mean going out there and trying to start stuff. I've said that repeatedly. But at the same time, understand that we all have inalienable rights, and we don't have the right to run around and hit people and hurt people and break into their homes and firebomb them and throw Molotov cocktails and all types of other stuff that these people have been trying to do. Understand who the real enemy is here and try to get people to wake up on what's really going on and not submit to this New World Order. Because remember, it's all going to be compliance. That's all it always is with these guys. It's always compliance. They do it and we allow them to. Don't allow them to, and don't submit when they tell you to do something that has no lawful purpose or reasonable amount to it. Thank you guys again for the support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. You guys stay safe, stay prepared, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.